Simon Sadik tests Seif Bey's. In the last shiur, I said I would discuss in this shiur the words of the Shulchan Aruch v'guf hakadeira eina mitzarefes. However, I think that would be better discussed in Seif Dalet. However, we need to discuss the status of the Atzamos, where the Taz brings that Atzamos HaKoshim that have no Lecha, without marrow, seem to be permitted. In contradistinction, the Ran says, to the Atzamos of Eiver Min Achai, where the Etzem itself is part of the Eiver Min Achai, and the Etzem is Osir, as opposed to Etzem Nevela, for instance, which is not Osir at all. However, the Achroinim bring from the Rambam that it's not the Pshat that the Atzamos are not Osir at all, but that there's an Isser on the Atzamos also. Rav Moshe in the Tshuvas says he's not sure what if the Rambam means it's Nisa Daraisa or Nisa Drabanan. The Chavos Da'as says that there's an Isser Yotze here. But even though the Atzamos are Osir, either Midaraisa or Midrabanan, they still can be Mitzarif to the Heter. And why is that? So there are different Pshatim and the Achronim, either that Atzamos are Nisar Drabanan and the Chachamim only Asered the Etzem and not the Tam, or that the Tam is Kolosh. Or that the Tam is not Nirgash at all. So according to that pshat, if the Tam is not Nirgash at all, how can that Tzamos be Mitztarif to the Heter? It's not giving out any Tam Hamavatel. So the Achronim answer, in this instance, the Atzamos are functioning to lessen the amount of Isser that's going into the rest of the pot. Not that they are actually being Mevatel Isser. This Chakira, whether the bones are Osir, it's just they're not B'nai Achila, or that they're not Osir at all, has a ramification to a very common Shaila, and that's the Shaila of gelatin. If you hold like Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron and his Tshuvas and Taz Zayin and Yud Zayin, that there is an Isser in the bone, it's just La B'nai Achila. So gelatin, which renders the bones B'nai Achila, would be Usser. And that's the way the American Poskim hold. For a variant view, you can look in the Tshuvas of Reb Chaim Oizer and those of Reb Avadi Yosef. However, a word of caution is needed that not all gelatin, as a matter of fact, much gelatin is not made from the bones of the animal that's not kosher. It's made from the skin, and sometimes there's meat attached to that skin, but even the skin is not part of the original shiloh that was asked to Reb Chaim Oizer about bone gelatin. A very fascinating recording on this issue was made by Rabbi Gersten, and it's available on oukosher.org. Seif Beis. Bamed Dvarim Amurim. When did we say that bones are mitzdarif with the heter, sha'atzomos ha'isr mitzdarifim ima heter, kishenoflo chaticha ha'nevela l'kderas heter, kishohaya chaya. When the nevela falls into the pot of cooking kosher soup, for instance, when it was raw, alim nisbash l'tchila, if it was first cooked with the bones intact, and then the whole piece, meat and bone, nafalik deira falls into the pot, l'kdeira's heter, tatzamos shabo, tatzamos are mitzdarfim imo iser, cannot be counted with the heter, can only be counted with the iser. Why? L'fi shabalua mi basar anavela kashin yisbash lovada. because they are imbibed with tam iser when it was cooked alone in a separate pot. The question is, this is the Shulchan Aruch talking, and we've said before the Shulchan Aruch does not hold of chaticha nas and avela b'shari surim. So let's say there is two milliliters of tam in the meat. So that tam is now dispersed in the meat and the bones. But you still only have 2 milliliters of tam. As opposed to if you would say chaticha nas nevela, not only would you have 2 milliliters of tam from the meat, but now you'd have to add more milliliters of iser from the bone that became usser. And you would need, let's say, twice as much heter to mevatel the 2 milliliters than 120. So the Mefarshim answer that even according to the Shulchan Aruch that says that chaticha nas nevela is not said b'shari surim, we'll see in Simen Kuvav that the chaticha atzma, the original chaticha that had the iser, still remains usser. So therefore, since the bone is considered the original part of the original chaticha, it can't now be mitzdarf with the heter to accomplish the shir shishim. Seif Gimel. B'shar isurim chutz mibasar b'chalav, in other isurim besides basar b'chalav, chaticha habalua m'iser mitzdarefes l'batal ha'iser. As we just said before, anything that's balua, in other words, not the original chaticha, but the tam of the original chaticha goes out into another chaticha, and then both chatichas get dumped into a soup. So you don't need shishim connected both chatichas, since there's only an aggregate tam from the chatichas iser, only that tam needs to be in his batel. And of course, there's a gloss on this from the Ramah. The Ein Noyagim came. We don't firzach this way. We don't paskin this way. As Ashkenazim, ki kaim elam b'chol yisurim. We paskin in all yisurim, not just basu b'cholov, chaticha, nas, and nevela, kidel, el, simen tzadik beis, as we said earlier in simen tzadik beis.